This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. High water on the Great Lakes has, in part, contributed to the decision by landowners to file a lawsuit against two government bodies about a road that leads to Lake Michigan. The road end at Lake Michigan has been used as sort of a public beach by township residents and others near Leland. The high water has led to beach visitors starting to use the private property for gatherings nearby. The families who own the land on each side of that road say, actually, this land was never the township's, and this isn't really a public beach. Joining us now is a reporter from the Traverse City Record Eagle, Patty Burgess. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
So who are these families, and what does the lawsuit demand?
The families are the Joyce and Janko families. They're actually the Janko Family Trust and a Joyce Family Trust, and they own property on either side of this road, which isn't really a road. It's a sand path. And what they want is for the township to not use that area as a public beach. And they've been using it as a public beach for decades. There are signs down there that the township has put up, and they want them to remove all the signs. They have water rings down there for safety.
What kind of signs?
Warning about cold water and warning about rip currents.
So the assumption is, You can go here and we're going to put these warnings up so you're safe. That's what the implication is. All right.
And this has always been called South Beach, and there was a sign up there designating it as South Beach, and they've taken it down. But there's still about, maybe four or five signs down there.
Yeah, kind of conflicting messages there.
Yeah. And there's also the fact that the township did not know until about a year ago that they didn't own that land. They thought it was theirs. But it's actually, the road commission says it's theirs because it's a road end, but the families say that it was never platted as a road. So the land belongs to them. So it's a confusing issue.
We mentioned that there were two government bodies involved in this. Who did the families sue?
Leland Township and the Leelanau County Road Commission.
So what are the road commissioners and the township board saying about this?
Well, the township board is going to go into mediation, but the road commission says that they're going to fight it.
In your story, you said the family say, hey, look, this is to correct a taking of private property by the township. But the township supervisor said, hey, they've not been, at least one of the families has not been paying taxes on the land. If you own something, you got to show us the deed. So how's that going to be settled in mediation?
I have no idea. I'm not an attorney, so.
Has this been a long-going argument?
No, it's only been come to light since about 2017, and it's because of the high water has put the beachgoers in such close proximity to these private properties.
So when the people are down there having fun, they're getting closer and closer to houses or just encroaching on land?
Well, you know, the public has a right to be on the beach up to the high water mark, which is, as you know, the Michigan Supreme Court has said where the water scrubs away the vegetation. But there is down there a bluff, and it's below the bluff that the beach is. And the beach is now, it used to be huge, and now it's like almost up to that bluff. So, but this has been going on for about 2 years, and they say that people are, you know, they've used their, they had a little boardwalk in there, they've used it for firewood, they have fires on the beach, they're supposed to stay within this 60-foot right-of-way, which is apparently where the road would be.
So if this is not settled in mediation, out of court, could this lead to a decision that not just alters this access, but alters access to beaches at the end of roads in Michigan all over?
I think it could. There is already a law, though, for inland lakes, and this is not an inland lake. This is Lake Michigan, so there is no law that governs this, I don't believe.
It's going to be really interesting to see what becomes of this, because if they can't settle this, we're all going to be looking at, once more, beach access issues as we have in the last few years.
Yes, yes.
We've been talking to Patty Burgess, reporter for the Record Eagle, who's been covering a dispute about whether a public road ending at Lake Michigan, or public path, I should say, means access to the beach for the public. Thanks very much for explaining this to us.
You're welcome.